Sounds like a Mercury nuke.
You believe in conspiracy theories, Gary?
No, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Conspiracies, yes. I believe it. There's nothing theory about it.
Was the government aware that you were smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States?
Yes, the government knew.
This leads to very sensitive national security matters.
National security and crack cocaine, the same sentence. Does that not sound strange to you?
I'm going to tell you the whole truth. I'm going to introduce you to people you should talk to. And then you will be faced with the most important decision of your life.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Deciding whether to share it or not.
One of the DEA's most wanted brought in thousands of kilos of cocaine to the U.S. every day. For them.
For who?
The U.S. government. Or with them. Or at least while they were looking the other way. Jesus.
L.A., New York, Atlanta. I couldn't sell it fast enough to keep up with supply.
Fancy information you have there. Dangerous.
You can kill the messenger, but you can't take out Hawkeye, goddammit. You leave Hawkeye alone. And I guess I just gave away the title of the movie I'm talking about right now. That's Kill the Messenger. Jeremy Renner's, which I think one of his best performances I've ever seen. This movie really rides on Jeremy Renner's. But before I get into that, because I'm about to suck this movie's dick like a motherfucker. No, I might not. I might not suck it as much as I did the Time is Automatic movie. But let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis here. So we got Jeremy Renner playing Gary Webb, it's based on the true story of the Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Gary Webb. Webb soon stumbles upon a story which leads to the shady origins of the men who started the crack epidemic on the pretty much in L.A. Well, mainly the nation streets, but they show you in the movie L.A. And all you see is a bunch of Negroes and shit looking like CJ down the street and shit. And then further alleges that the CIA was aware of major dealers who were smuggling cocaine into the U.S. and using the profits to arm rebels fighting in Nicaragua. Despite all the warnings that Renner got in this movie from drug kingpin, CIA operatives to stop this investigation, Jeremy Renner's character keeps digging to uncover the conspiracy with the explosive implications. Which lands him from places like California to villages of Nicaragua to corridors of Washington, D.C. And what he does is he draws the wrong kind of attention, because whenever you expose the government is going to get back at you. And the kind of attention he inspired was the kind that was threatening not only his career, but more of his life and his family. And by life. They tried to ruin this fucking guy, and actually, they kind of succeeded in that point. Matter of fact, I think this podcast might get hijacked, because I'm about to talk a lot of shit probably about the government here. So, like I said, Jeremy Renner is playing Gary Webb. Let me just go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and get off the boat. I can't get this off my head. I always thought Jeremy Renner was a great actor, probably one of the best, but he's more of a entertaining actor than he is dramatic. I mean, he was in Hurt Locker. Did a great job in that and a couple other films, but more of his movies lately have been more on the popcorn side of style. Now, I'm finally glad that Jeremy Renner finally got a fucking script that works to his advantage, because I think the man is like breeding Oscar-level talent here, and I don't think he chooses enough projects to go with that. Besides that piece of shit called American Hustle last year. But this one rides strongly and solely on Jeremy Renner's character, Gary Webb. And surprisingly enough, the man is acting his ass off. I've never seen Jeremy Renner act like this before, and probably in quite some time. It's for at least a standing out role where he was the main star, not side character, supporting, or anything like that. The man stood out as if he has talent and something that needs someone that needs to be getting even bigger roles than this. What I loved about the film is mainly Jeremy Renner. The story of it itself, which I knew nothing about this story. I know nothing. I did a little research right after I saw the movie, and still kind of in the blanks of what was really true and what wasn't true. I'm not surprised when I was watching this movie that I was like, yeah, I'm not shocked by any of this and what our government's been doing. But I will say that the movie's story enough is interesting to where it almost is kind of a myth in the United States. And I think that's what kept the story intriguing about it. But what kept the story intriguing about it in the movies watching it is seeing how the clues came together and what was the conspiracy here. But the best part about that, which is my favorite part, is the way that Jeremy Renner portrayed the story, because we're seeing it from his point of view. And I thought that was one of the best parts of that is the best part of the movie, is following Jeremy Renner and watching this guy go from I don't remember the name of the paper he was working for, something Suntime, whatever, Nicaragua, whatever that shit was called. But starting off from this low little paper and, you know, working his way up to, I get the real stories, I like facts and true stuff, to we see him with his family, lovely flame man. I mean, he's got a Mary Elizabeth Winstead as, not Mary, what am I thinking? I'm thinking of Rosemary DeWitt. Yeah, she plays Sue Webb. His kid, Matthew Lentz, Eric Webb, Parker Douglas, Christine Webb. Could have sworn he had another kid. Oh, yeah, Lucas Hedges, which was Ian Webb. That's pretty much his family. We see that he's a family man. He's good to his wife and kids, but he's got a little bit of history in the past back with them as well that we later find out in the film. And one of the best parts of this movie is just following the, I don't want to say transformation of Jeremy Renner, but just how his mindset is transformed in the film. From going to this family man to I got the biggest story ever, to when the government pretty much screws him over and denies all his facts and get to people that he's interviewed and stuff like that and pretty much tell them, hey, look, you need to change your opinion, how you think about this. Seeing him almost damn near losing his family and being threatened and people showing up at his house to the point where he's damn near about to get fired. I mean, the movie is called Kill the Messenger, but it's mainly not only just kill him intentionally, like by putting a gun to his head or anything like that. It's mainly just about killing the man itself and taking his career and taking a twisty turn to it where it's not only affecting his career, but it's affecting his livelihood. One of the most one thing I love about these kind of movies is this based on a true story? Probably loosely. I'm not too sure about it, to be honest, to back it up. I hear it probably is loosely, but one of the best things was reading about the details of it when they show you little facts at the end and stuff and showing how good of a family man this guy was. This guy ended up never being able to write for a paper ever again at the end of the film. And it ended with the credits showing that I think in 2004 they found him in his apartment with a bullet wound to the head or something like that, and they're supposing it was committing suicide. I kind of want to do research on that, because I'm like, I don't know, part of me was calling bullshit on the suicide thing. I mean, I can see from this movie did show a clear line, good view of why he would commit suicide, because what they take him through, I'm just like, yeah, I could definitely see why. But he had so many people just around him that was in his business. I mean, people showing up to his house. Even when he called the cops at one point, CIA agents snuck in there and was digging through his stuff. And even when they left, it was suspicious. He's sleeping at a hotel for the time being because I guess he was trying to get away from his family, make sure they're protected and, you know, just cool off, get his story together and stuff, make sure, you know, his job isn't getting pretty much blamed for, like, false prints and stuff like that. But then there's a guy that just shows up in his fucking apartment and just tells him stuff like that. I was like, damn, this dude was easy. It was that easy for him to get in your place, take your gun and empty the clip out and stuff like that. I mean, so it almost makes you wonder. It's like, I'm thinking someone fucking shot his ass, honestly. Because this guy, it was almost like this is his motivation. He really believed in telling the truth and not just doing snub newspapers like April O'Neil or something like that. No, he doesn't do that bullshit. So what he kept trying to tell his family and everybody, even though that the government has pretty much switched this all on him, they even dug deep to where apparently he had an affair with his wife back in Ohio or something like that, and only the wife knew about it, but I guess she's still kind of, you know, a little fucked up about it. They even brought that up, bro. They pretty much went into this dude's past from his childhood to everything like that. When he was arrested, maybe he was a child and stuff, and they put it out on blast for him, and the media looked at him and was just like, this guy's just, they called him a schizophrenia or whatever and stuff, and he's had problems before. None of this shit is real. Come on, you gonna believe a guy that's cheated on his wife? And they brought all that stuff into the past, and from the past up until now. And people are looking at that like, oh, this guy is fake. This guy. But no, his whole thing was, I have to find the piece to put this mystery together. But the problem was he couldn't find. The only way he could prove this was if he was to find a CIA agent that was willing to stand on trial and talk about this. And I highly doubt anybody would ever fuck with the American government, except for Gary Webb. Actually, you know, I don't have nothing negative. I was going to say something. I was going to say the mystery of it, I think, is so intriguing of it that probably something like this, a story shouldn't be told because it's just fascinating to hear. But since I didn't know anything about it, going into the movie, I was still fascinated about it. I think that the myth or the mystery or whatever it is still holds up. I damn sure ain't going to fucking touch it because I don't need the American government kicking down my door talking about they're coming up in here and probably going to take my laptop out right here, take this microphone and saying, bitch, what the fuck you doing? But Rosemary DeWitt, she did a fantastic job, actually. I liked her a lot. But another character in here that I liked, which was Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who plays Anna Simmons. She's like his editorial chief and something like that. They have an interesting relationship where she pretty much tries to look out for him, but once this news and media go out, you really don't know whose side she's on anymore. I think, if anything, she believed almost that he was goddamn darn near lying. And it was halfway through the film, it was sad watching this, man. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn, this dude went through all this work. And the government to shut that down and pretty much say that he's a lying son of a bitch. And to have his colleagues and his family and them all look at him all weird and shit like, why would you make something up like that? That had to have been frustrating and hard. That's almost like when you tell your friend, didn't you sleep with that chick right there? And he's like, nigga, I didn't sleep with that chick. The fuck is wrong with you? And then he keeps pushing you, and you just like, God damn it, I will kill you. Please believe me, son. Please. But it was just Jeremy Renner's reaction to most of this stuff is what sold this movie. This really was relying on Jeremy Renner. The story itself is fascinating, intriguing itself, but Jeremy Renner, his reactions, man, it was blowing me away. If anything, his performance probably was my favorite performance of the year, if not. I think the man definitely, a lot of people talking about Gone Girl with Ben Affleck or whatever, I think Jeremy Renner out-acted him. As a matter of fact, out-circled acting him on this movie because, damn, man, this was something forced to be reckoned with for his acting style. A lot of the things that I liked in here, too, was just the fascination of the story. The story itself, when we find out that the government was the one enforced, mainly the CIA, that was the trippy part where you're finding out that they were maybe the ones that were incriminating the crimes with the drugs on the streets of L.A. and having to make a profit off of it. When we meet, I don't remember this dude's name. Shit, you see him in the trailer. I do not remember this guy's name. Fuck. That's going to eat me up now. What was this guy's name? Oh, yeah, Michael Kenneth Williams. He plays Ricky Ross in here. No, not Rick Ross. He plays Michael Kenneth Williams, play Ricky Ross in here. And we find out that, you know, he was making about maybe $3 million a week. And when he saw how many pounds a kilo he's pushing out, Jeremy Renner's like, that's impossible. No one person can push that out into the streets unless there was some CIA involvement into it or whatever. And man, there was a lot of double crossing here, and man, I'm almost scared to say something because I don't want nobody kicking down the door and shit like that. But government, man, y'all some fucked up people, man. I always knew that they were fucked up, but watching this, because once again, I knew nothing of this story, and only thing I knew about it was I heard a little something about it, and I know that it got swept under the rug because during the Clinton thing, there was a whole Clinton and Monica thing going on, so it kind of got overlooked because Americans are fucking stupid, and they only care about scandals more than they do about true hard facts. And they even bring that up in this movie, too, by saying that, this story did come into light, but, you know, it was overshadowed and overlooked because of the Clinton and Monica Lewinsky affair. Which I think is fucking ridiculous. I'm like, God, really, people? God damn, man, we get sidetracked about the most silliest fucking thing. Who the fuck cares? Kennedy was in there getting his dick sucked by Marilyn Monroe. Nobody brought that shit up. But the movie is damn near brilliant. The director on this, if I'm not mistaken, this is probably one of his biggest projects ever. It's Michael Cuesta, who what did he do? I know he did 12 and Holding and Homeland, but I don't think really any of those were a hit, and I'm trying to look him up right now, see if he had anything. He does a lot more producing, if anything. He's doing a lot of TV as well, but as far as directing-wise, he's done a lot of TV movies, and Homeland was a TV show, obviously. He's worked on Dexter, so maybe Dexter was the biggest thing he's ever done besides this. Maybe the man might be up for an Oscar. The writers on here, too, if I'm not mistaken, they were the ones that wrote the book. Because this is based on another movie, based on a book. The books were Dark Alliance and Kill the Messenger itself. Dark Alliance also was the name of this article that Jeremy Renner put together in here as Gary Webb. So, and obviously, those were the books by Peter Landsman was the writer on this one, and everybody knows who Peter Landsman is. I'm just going to go ahead and say, just see this movie. That's it. I'm giving it, yeah, you know what, to wrap things up, I'm going to go ahead and give it a see it. Matter of fact, it might even be a high see it. I really enjoyed this movie a lot. The story was intriguing, had me fascinated. I'm glad I didn't know anything about it. The facts of how this got swept under the rug was interesting. Jeremy Renner's performance was the best I've ever seen. Even though they're not, I don't really consider them to be like outstanding performances from him in The Avengers or anything like that, but those are just fun popcorn films, but my God, man, the man was acting his ass off, and I got to give him credit for that. So, yeah, this is probably my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies of the year. I'd be shocked if this doesn't make my top 10 list. So, yeah, I'm giving this a see it. Please see it. If not to see it for Jeremy Renner, but to see it how the American government can pretty much fuck you over at any time of their will.
What you found here, Gary, is a monster.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
Are you really telling me that I should just walk away from this?
You'd be an idiot not to.
This story scares people.
I'm your big brother.
Well, it should.
Be careful.
There are ongoing operations you're in danger of exposing.
We know you were in Nicaragua.
Am I being followed?
I thought my job was to tell the public the truth, the facts, pretty or not. And let the publishing of those facts make a difference in how people look at things, at themselves, or what they stand for.
We'd never threaten your children, Mr. Webb.
What'd you say?
It's over.
I'm not finished with it. I'm not finished.